Hello, I'm Henika Watkins-Porter, and we are excited to come to you with a new season of the Jamaica Stock Exchange and You podcast, where we will continue to take a deep dive into capital market-related topics, all while we demystify the capital market space for you. In each episode, I will be joined by guests who are experts in their fields, as well as taking questions from you, our valued listener, as we break down these pertinent topics. As you contemplate getting your feet wet in the investment waters, we know some of the big questions on your mind are, how do I select stocks? Where do I start my research? How can I tell what my risk profile is? Ferris Jackson of Barita Investments breaks it all down for you.
You can buy stocks, but of course you have to be smart in terms of how you buy stocks. I mean, people have been approaching the junior market right now because you have solid companies on the junior market and they are low dollar value. Because what you really want is to maximize your position in terms of share ownership in these companies, right? So that will allow for you to maximize the upside. So you buy a low dollar value stock, which gives you a significant amount of units, and that company at the same time has growth potential. For example, a mail pack or a Dairyman Trading Company or a Jamaican Teas, for example. So you'd want to approach it in that way.
How much do you know about the JSE's online trading portal, the JTrader Pro? IT manager Suzette McNaught tells all we need to know about how the platform works.
While we have made it an easy and convenient way for them to create their transaction, it doesn't mean that they don't need their broker, because the broker is critical in with providing investment advice. So if the person doesn't know much about trading, then the recommendation is that they consult with their broker. But the platform is built with the videos, it has FAQs, it has an operating guideline which gives them all the basic information that they need to use the platform.
Also, learn from the principal of the JSEE campus, Samuel Parks, how they can help you to become desk ready. That is, being fully prepared for your job in the finance sector with their short-term courses.
So we like to use the term desk readiness. And desk readiness is defined that upon completing the programs within the JSE campus, students will be able to, with a high level of immediacy, return to their world of work and be able to utilize the most current and effective tools and techniques and practices to ensure that their businesses can increase the return on their investment.
Some of what's available are the Caribbean Securities, Brokers Operations Management, and Foreign Exchange Trader courses. Take a listen at what you can expect to hear about foreign exchange.
Foreign exchange has now been considered a commodity, and that commodity is in high demand as more and more deals are brokered and placed in order to meet those arrangements. So the FX currency market never sleeps. It operates on a 24-hour cycle. That cycle is typically broken down into the sleeping zones, for want of a more simplistic term. So different areas of the world. When one is going to bed, another is waking up while the other is in the midst of their operation. So that cycle continues right through. So the FX market never sleeps.
Ever heard about repurchase agreements, or repo for short? Suzette Price, manager retail repo division of the Jamaica Central Securities Depository, will shed light on this for you.
The trustee is here to secure or try to secure the interest of the investor. However, the investor needs to have a relationship with their security broker to ensure that all the guidelines that are contained in that master retail repurchase agreement are followed and adhered to.
You will also find out how the Jamaica Stock Exchange responded to the COVID crisis as it changed its direction to facilitate e-AGMs through strategic partnerships with Affinity, for example. Cadel McNaught Hermit, manager of the Registrar and Depository Services, explains as she shares the roles and functions of these departments of the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
So we realized what was happening with the COVID, where a lot of companies were not able to have their AGMs because of the restrictions in terms of numbers. So a couple of issuers, a couple of companies had to go to the courts to get the approval to hold their AGMs electronically. And when we saw this need, immediately we said, okay, you know what? We need to see how we can better assist our clients or issuer clients and even the shareholders. So we partnered with a software company, Affinity, and now we have our newest product, an EAGM solution, a platform and a full solution.
All this and more you can expect to hear. So please join me every Monday at 6 a.m. starting May 17 right here for weekly episodes of Season 2 of the Jamaica Stock Exchange and You podcast. We will also continue with our featured segment, the JSE Insider, where we will continue to share updates and happenings of the JSE to keep you in the know. I can't wait for you to join us on the Jamaica Stock Exchange and You podcast. Please help us spread the word about this new podcast. Tell all your friends, your family members, and everyone you know so that they too can listen for free in any app that supports podcasts. And while you're sharing, please don't forget to follow us on your preferred podcast app. Visit our website at jamstockx.com or send us your feedback at podcast@jamstockx.com. The Jamaica Stock Exchange and You is produced by Henny Kowatki-Sporter of the Entrepreneurial You podcast. You can find it at hennykowatkisporter.com, where you will also find blog posts and other content to help you level up your leadership and entrepreneurship game via insights from persons like Lisa Nichols, Seth Godin, and more. Until then, remember, as Warren Buffett says, rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two, don't forget rule number one. What good?